So why did Paul say he was the minister of the gospel of God? Well, that was what he was. That was one thing that he was sent out with. You can see that in Romans 15, verse 16. Paul writing toward the end of Romans, he says that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God. Ministering doesn't mean like a minister is called that stands up in a pulpit and preaches at you. Minister is a servant. That's the word serve, to minister to somebody, to administer a will. You're serving and making it right, getting the funds where they go and things like that. You're serving, serving up the gospel of God. That I should be a minister, the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. Before Paul, to be acceptable, to hear the gospel and believe it, you had to bless Israel. That's what the covenants were about. That's what Genesis 12 is about. 12, especially 1 through 3. But now, things are different. With the gospel of God and with the gospel of salvation, the gospel of God makes you acceptable to hear and believe the gospel of salvation, the gospel of Christ. For them, after Paul was sent to all people, it's called by a different name to distinguish it from the gospel that was sent to the Jew first and also to the Greek. It's called by the name of the gospel of the grace of God. But it's the same content. It's the same saving message that Christ died for your sins. Believe on him to life everlasting. Believe on him. You have a problem. The sin and condemnation. And not being connected with God, not being in line with God or justified with God, how is each of us going to get around that problem or solve that problem? Working at it, trying to avoid making more mistakes, more sins, that doesn't make us righteous. God offers us the answer to that question. God sent Christ, he died for our sins, and he offers us the forgiveness and the righteousness of God if we believe that that was sufficient. If we don't try to add to it and say that wasn't good enough, I have to be a good person, well, how are you going to be a good person when you're a sinner through and through? I mean, that's your flesh. That's what you're born with. That's what you get from Adam. So, that's what salvation is about, though. It's about God supplying what we can't do and what the law proved that Israel couldn't do. And he offered them the faith then, believe that I am your Savior, I'm your the Son of God, the Messiah, I'm your Messiah. I rose from the dead, he said. He indicated to them, I mean, that's the gospel of God about him. And they rejected it. They could have received it and the kingdom would have come in. According to Acts 3:19 to 21.